姐妹们平安 ，If brothers and sisters， 我们在分享神的话语之前，我们先来一起祷告，求神的祝福。
Before we share God's word, let's have a word of prayer.
我们在天上的父神，我们感谢你在恩典里的怜悯，又把你儿女聚在这里，同心合意来敬拜。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy and your love. You have gathered us to worship before you.
天父，当我们一起来到你的面前时，求主你的圣灵在我们中间运行。
We come to worship you, and we ask your Spirit to lead us.
主，做我们的老师，亲自来教导我们。
Be our teachers and teach us personally.
让我们能够有一颗谦卑受教的心，一颗明白的心，来领受你的话语。
So that we can have a understanding and teachable heart, so we can understand your words.
主，让你的话语不断。让我们进入我们的心，也能改变我们的生命。
Not only that your word come into our heart, but also to change our life.
我们就要祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督得胜的名。
Pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 从前面的信息我们知道呢，一个罪人是否得救完全是神的主权。
From the previous passage, we know a salvation of a sinner.Depend totally on God's sovereign.
但是呢，人也要负完全的责任。
Man also have his own responsibility.
那么从神完全的主权这个方面，救恩在于神的应许，救恩也在于神的拣选，救恩更在于神的怜悯。
From the prospect of God's sovereignty, salvation depends on God's promise, depends on God's selection.More importantly, salvation depends on God's mercy.
因为神曾经说过，我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，我要恩待谁就恩待谁。
Because God said, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion.
另一方面呢，若一个罪人硬着心一直拒绝福音，不去认罪悔改。
On the other hand, if a sinnerContinues to harden his heart and keep rejecting the gospel,
从而被神弃绝，以致灭亡
and he end up perishing, and forsaken by God.
那么这完全是人自己的责任
and this is the man's complete responsibility.
然而不信耶稣的罪人呢，往往为自己得不到救恩而自责神。
However, those who do not believe in Jesus, because they cannot get salvation, so they actually accuse God.
为自己的罪找各样的借口。
They find excuses for their sin.
认为神这样做是不公平。
And they think it's not fair for God.
他似乎想让神来改变心意。
They think that they want God to change his mind.
使他们既可以享受最终之乐，也可以得到神的救恩。
So that they can get salvation, and even though they continue to enjoy their pleasure.
那么针对这个问题呢，在今天的信息中，使徒保罗就继续从神的主权这个方面来教导我们。
For this question, the Apostle Paul continued to teach us from God's sovereignty.
那么神赐给谁救恩，人没有权利来争辩。
On whom God gives salvation, man has no right to argue.
更不可能来更改。
And he cannot change the fact either.
对神把救恩赐给谁是不能改变的。
So, whom God will bestow the salvation is not changeable.
因为救恩是神的旨意。
Because salvation is God's will.
救恩也是神的全能。
And salvation is God's power.
救恩也是神的宣告。
Salvation is God's declaration.
所以我们今天的这段经文呢，我们就从这三个方面呢，来跟大家分享。
So we share three aspects.
我们先来看第一方面，就是救恩乃是神的旨意。
The first one, salvation is God's will.
他在第十九节到二十一节
，And that's from verse 19 through 21.
我们先来看十九节，他说：“这样，你必对我说，他为什么还指责人呢？有谁抗拒他的旨意呢
？”Verse 19, you will say to me then, why does he still find fault? Or who can resist his will?
你呢在这里呢就泛指所有不认同神做法的人。
The word you means all the people who disagree with God.
那么讲这样话的人呢，也就是根本是不认识神。
The people who say such a will not know God completely.
然而呢，没有重生得救的人呢，一方面心中没有神，他另一方面呢又总是埋怨神。
However, those who has not been regenerated and saved, on one hand, he has no God in his heart.
那么听一位牧师分享的是，他有一个邻居夫妇是不信神的。
There's a pastor sharing his story. His neighbor, there's a couple in his neighbor who did not believe God.
这个妻子呢是对丈夫不忠心，而且呢还经常以他自己的绯闻而骄傲。
The wife is not faithful to the husband, but she also actually is very proud of his scandal.
那么这位女士呢？后来，那么她后来呢？发现她的丈夫也有了外遇。
And later she finds that her husband also has affairs.
她简直就乐不可乐。
And she was enraged.
他们的婚姻终于最后以离婚收场。
And their marriage ended with divorce.
那么于是这位女士就来找这位牧师。
So the lady come to the pastor.
那么问牧师说，为什么神对我这么不公平？
He asked, why God is not a fair to me?
So 他认为神亏欠了他。
So she thinks God owes her fairness.
那么保罗这里讲的这种人呢，他们把自己不幸的责任就全部推在了神的身上。
What Paul says here is just such kind of people.They put the responsibility of unbelief.
他们认为
神 into God's hand.
他们认为神这样做也是不公平的。
And they think God is not fair.
其实呢，一个人即使无法否认神的神有主权掌管人的所有人类所有的事情，还有人类自己的命运。
A man, even though he cannot deny that God has sovereignty for the human, for the human affairs and the human destiny.
他也可能不会否认说神有权柄来救某些人或者弃绝一些人。
But he will not deny that God has the ability to the responsibilities.
但是他也往往会。认为什么？至少会试着否认自己没有得到救恩，是他自己在这件事上没有什么责任。
He or she would probably deny that say he did this his own fault.
然而他没有认识到神决定略过或不拯救人的不拯救的人并不是无辜的人。
And he literally realized that.God can decide to ignore or not save those who are not innocent.
因为他们乃是罪人。
Because they were sinners.
是背离神的人。
They are the rebellious people.
神不会责备任何一个无辜的人。
God will not blame those innocent.
他只是责备罪人。
He will only blame those sinful.
而我们没有任何一个人是无辜的，我们都是在现神之前，我们都是充满是罪人。
And we were all not innocent.
但是神确实有权柄按自己的意思来拯救或者不拯救罪人。
God does have the authority to save or not save sinners as he pleases.
我们再来看一下保罗对这种跟神的争辩的人是如何来回应的。
Let's see how Paul responded to those people who argue with God.
那么在二十到二十一节，保罗说：“你这个人呐、啊，你是谁？竟敢向神抢嘴呢？受造之物，岂能对造他的说：你为什么这样造我呢？窑匠难道没有权柄，从一团泥里拿一块做成贵重的器皿，又拿一块做成卑贱的器皿吗
？”Verse 20 to 21. But who are you, O man, to answer back to God? Will what his motive say to his motor?Why have you made me like this? Has the potter no right over the clay to make out the same lump, one vessel for honorable use and another for dishonorable use?
那这里呢，我们看到一共有三个对比。
We can see three comparisons.
就是人与神、受造物与造物主，还有泥土跟窑匠。
That means man with God, the creature and the creator, clay and potter.
那我们知道你我呢，都是人。
Both you and me are human.
却想与这位创造我们的万物的神来对抗。
But we want to actually argue with the creator.
所以我们这些愚昧无知、软弱、充满罪恶的受造物。竟敢对神的行为提出质疑来。
So we are ignorant, and we are weak, and we are sin-filled. And we dare to challenge with God.
那么实在用我们的话说，真的是实在是自不量力。
What a foolish thing to do such a thing.
在许多事情上，我们可能不明白神的作为。
In many things, we may not understand God, what God does.
事实上呢，大多时候我们对神的作为不是完全明白。
In fact, many times we don't understand.
因为神的智慧是无限的。
Because God's wisdom is infinite.
我们就是有罪有限的。
And we are sinful and finite.
所以呢，神的意念非同我们的意念。
So God's thoughts are not our thoughts.
我们可以祈求神来帮助我们明白他的一些作为。
And we can ask God to help us to understand His action.
但是呢，我们若胆敢指责神的做法说有错误，那我们就实在太愚昧。
But if we accuse God that He done something wrong, it would be foolish.
那么人与神的对比强调的是人的愚昧无知和神的无限智慧。
The comparison between man and God, it emphasizes the foolish of man and also God's infinite wisdom.
那么第二个对比呢，强调的是我们只是受造物，神是造物主。
The second comparison emphasizes that we are only created creature and God is the creator.
那么作为受造物，我们人类呢，拥有任何的智慧，其实都是从造物主那里领受。
As creature, we have any wisdom for humans are from the creator.
造物主创造了有理性的人，你有。
God gave rationalism for humans.
然而人的理性呢，是被罪完全的污染。
But our rationality is completely polluted by sin.
不能靠自己的理性能够正确认识神的作为。
We cannot rely on our rationality to understand God's action.
所以我们更不可以指责神的作为。
So we cannot accuse God's deed.
如果有人就是这样做，那他就像一块泥土，指责使用它做各样器皿的一个窑匠一样的荒唐。
If anyone does that, it would be absurd, like the clay accusing the potter who used the clay to make various utensils.
弟兄姐妹们，我们不可以用神是我们的思维能力去怀疑神，甚至是去埋怨神。
Brothers and sisters, we should not use our thinking ability to doubt God at all, complain about God.
我们应该求神来帮助我们正确使用我们的理性来思考。
We should ask God to help us to use our rationality to think correctly.
我们应该求神来帮助我们改变我们过去的世界观、人生观和价值观。
We should ask God to correct what we think about our God and our world.And our life view.
那么这首先就是要让我们来自己先审查，我们蒙恩得救后，我们是怎么样来对待神的。
This is to say, the first exam how we should treat God after we have been saved by grace.
其实当我们来安静的思想这个问题之后呢，我们这样会真让我们能够反省。
After this, we may ask us to examine ourselves.
那么，然后当我们真正的来诚心来到神的面前反省自己的时候呢，我们会发现我们自己会无地自
容。So after our examination, we will find ourselves quite embarrassed.
我们就是在我们首先想一下，我们会经常思念我们所爱的人。
We can think first that we often miss our family members, the people we love.
我们夫妻之间如果离开一段时间，会非常的彼此思念。
And if a couple separate for a while, they will miss each other.
我们也会思念我们的儿女、父母或者亲密的朋友。
We also miss our children, our parents, or our good friends.
那么渴望与他们能够在一起。
We long to be with them.
总想使他们高兴，不想惹他们生气。
And we want to make them happy and not make them angry.
但是大家想一想，我们是不是并没有这样对待我们的神？
But have we think about this way? Have we been the same toward God?
我们很少来想到神。
Very seldom we think about it.
而且我们也常常其实惹神的气。
And a lot of times, we actually cause God to angry.
事实上，我们很多时候是在遇到难处的时候，我们才想起神。
In fact, many times when we face the difficulty.We think about God.
而且有时候还在有一些埋怨。
And sometimes we complain.
我们有没有常常因为想与神亲近？
Have we ever thought to be close to God?
我们渴望来参加聚会、读经、祷告的。
We want to participate the gathering and to read Bibles and have prayer time.
我们真的是有没有的弟兄姐妹们，我们都可以诚心问一下我们自己的良心。
Ask honestly whether we have done that.
如果我们从未向神显示任何这种具体的情感或者是爱，
if we have never showed God any such specific feeling or love,
我们说那么神有什么义务要爱我们呢？
What obligation does God have to love us?
那么此外呢，我们可能经常忽视神。
And also, we may ignore God very often.
我们口头上承认所有的一切都是从神来的。
Even though we say to God, everything is from God.
我们一切的财富，我们一切的身体的健康等等，都是神保护神赐给我们的。
All our wealth and our health and all is because God's blessing.
我们一切的平安也都是蒙神保守的。
And all our peace are come from God.
但我们很少为这些事情。为我们是所有和平安，我们常常献上感恩。
Oh, suddenly we present our thanksgiving for the peace we have.
我们也很少花安静下来，来花上心思来思想。
And suddenly we give thought to peace.
举我自己的一个例子。
Let's say my example.
那么我们一家人呢，每次出去旅行，我们出发的时候呢，我们都一起来祷告。
When our family go out to travel.We pray together.
求神来保守我们往返旅途的平安。
And we pray that God can guarantee our safe trip.
但是当我们平安地回到家的时候呢，我们却常常忘记一起做感恩的祷告。
But when we come home peacefully, safely, we forget to give thanksgiving.
那我们这个周末呢，也出去一起呢，有一次旅行。
And in this weekend, we'll be having travel time.
那我们回来呢，我们走错又好，一起祷告回来了又忘记。
And we pray before we depart, but when we come back, we forget.
那么很感恩呢，师母就提醒我，我们真的是要一起来祷告来感恩。
And I thank God that Mrs. Liu reminded that we need to be thankful to God.
那么弟兄姐妹们，如果前面描述也是你的光景
，Oh brothers and sisters.What I describe is the same as yours.
那么我真的邀请你和我一道能够来祈求神的怜悯。
And I invite you to pray for God's mercy.
来帮助我们真实的悔改。
To help us to repent truly.
让我们能够真心爱主，常怀感恩。
So we can love God truly, and also we always be grateful.
我们再来看今天的第二方面，就是救恩呢是神的全能。
Let's see the second item. Salvation is God's power.
这是在第二十二节到二十四节。
And this is from verse 22 through 24.
那么这里说，倘若神要显明他的愤怒，彰显他的全能，就多多忍耐宽容那可怒必被遭毁灭的器皿，又要将他丰盛的荣耀彰显在那蒙怜悯早预备得荣耀的器皿上。这器皿就是我们被神所召的，不但是从犹太人中，也是从外邦人中。这有什么不可呢
？What if God desiring to show His wrath and to make known His power has endured with much patience vessels of wrath prepared for destruction, in order to make known the riches of his glory for vessels of mercy, which he has prepared beforehand for glory, even us from whom he has called, not from the Jews only, but also from the Gentiles.
那么神做任何事情，其实都是在透过他的全能彰显他的荣耀。
God does everything to manifest His glory through His power.
不论是他的创造还是他的护理
，whether His care, His creation or caring.
不论是他出于怜悯拯救那些蒙拣选的人，还是弃绝那些一直硬心不信耶稣基督的
，whether those selected out of His mercy or the one rejected due to the hardening heart and unbelief.
也不论是我们认为这是那些好事，还是所谓的坏事。
Whether the good things or bad things we consider.
那我们一起思想圣经中的一个例子。
Let's think about an example in the Bible.
那么在利未记的第十章有这样一段记载。
It's a story chapter 10 of Leviticus.
我们知道亚伦有两个儿子，亚拿达和亚比户。
And we know.Aaron has two sons, Nadab and Abihu.
那么他们都是在众人面前被摩西呢设立为祭司的。
They are ordained in front of Moses to be priests.
然而呢，他们却是因为不是听从神的吩咐，而是随他己意去神面前去献燔祭去。
But they don't listen to God's command. Rather, they do things according to their own thinking.
结果呢，被神立即就击杀了。
So they offered unauthorized fire, and they were killed by it.
弟兄姐妹，我们想一下，如果我们当时在场，我们会是一种什么样的心情
？What do you think if you were present?
第一位大祭司，真的，他的两个儿子去献，好像是去按人来看，去真的是给神献他们想献的东西去了，结果一下就被杀了。
The two sons of the first.A high priest to do the offering to God, but they were killed.
那么当时呢，他的叔叔、他的父亲也都在跟前。
And his father and his uncle was present.
我们看一下摩西怎么来看这件事情。
And let's see how Moses responded.
可能亚伦心里面肯定是不舒服。
Maybe Aaron feels sorrow.
但是呢，摩西他这样讲，他在利未记十章三节，他说：“于是摩西对亚伦说。”这就是耶和华所说，我在亲近我的人中要显为圣，在众民面前我要得荣耀。亚伦就沉默不语。
But Moses said to Aaron, "This is what the Lord has said: Among those who are near me, I will be sanctified, and before all the people, I will be glorified." And Aaron was silent.
按我们人的想法，这是一件非常糟糕的事情。也是一个悲剧。
According to human thinking, this is a very bad thing and terrible thing to in our mind.
但是圣经在这告诉我们，神就透过这件事来彰显他的荣耀。
But Bible tells that God showed His glory through this.
所以即使现今也是有人一直在悖逆神。
Even now we have people disobeying God.
神却正在容忍他们的罪。
God is forgiving their sin.
没有把他们立即击杀。
And God does not kill them right away.
我们虽然是神的儿女，蒙神所爱。
Though we are God's children and loved by God.
但是我们也常常犯罪。
But we often sin.
神也没有立即说按我们的罪来管教我们。
God did not, discipline us according to our sin right away.
那么所有这一切，我们都可以看到神的忍耐。
And all these we can consider God's patience.
神透过这一切的事，本身就是在荣耀他自己。
God glorified Himself by doing.
那么神有权能来愤怒或者立即来审判。
God has a right to be angry or to have judgment.
他也有权柄，就像我们管教自己的儿女一样。我们如果犯了错，他立即来管教我们。
And he has the right to discipline us when we see we are doing wrong.
但是神，我们看到是却是长长的忍耐。
But we see that God is always patient.
那么现在耶稣基督还没有来呢。
Now Jesus Christ has not come yet.
这不是说神把主来的日子给推迟了。
It's not that Lord's day being delayed.
而是因为那些被神拣选将归属耶稣基督的人，他没有听到福音，有的人。
But because there are still some people who are chosen by God and to belong to Christ has not heard the gospel.
所以他们就是那些被神所召，不像是从犹太人中也是有从外邦。
And this will be the people called by God, not only from Jewish, but also from Gentiles.
那么神在忍耐那些一直硬心不信耶稣的人。
God has been patient with those who have not believed.
与此同时，也是在等候那些蒙他拣选，但是还没有认罪悔改，还没有相信耶稣基督的。
And he is also patiently waiting for those as not repented and not believed yet.
那么神做这一切，都是为了他自己的荣耀。
God does all this for His own glory.
那么神的救恩通过他的旨意来确定。
God's salvation is established.Through his will.
神也透过他的全能来成就。
And he will accomplish through his power.
其实神的救恩计划，他也透过他的先知早已向世人宣告。
And actually, God's salvation, it has been proclaimed to the world through his prophet.
我们来看最后一段，就是神的救恩，其实也是神，救恩其实也是神宣告。
Let's see the third point. Salvation is God's proclamation.
那这是第二十五节到二十九节。
And this is from verse 25 through 29.
我们现在看二十五到二十六节。
Let's first read the 25-26.
就像神在何西阿书上说，那本来不是我子民的，我要称为我的子；本来不是蒙恩爱的，蒙爱的，我要称为蒙爱的。从前在什么地方对他们说，你们不是我的子民？将来就在那里称他们为永生神的儿子。
And indeed, he says in Hosea, those who are not my people, I will call my people, and her who was not beloved, I will call beloved. And in the very place where it was said to them, you are not my people, and they will be called sons of the living God.
那么找到这里呢，引用了两处何西阿书。
Paul actually referenced two passages from the book of Hosea.
那么第一处在何西阿书的二章二十三节。
The first one is taking Hosea chapter 2, verse 23.
他这儿说：“我必将他种在这地，素不蒙怜悯的，我必怜悯；本非我名的，我必对他说：你是我的名。他必说：你是我的神。”
Hosea chapter 2, 23.And I will sow her for myself in the land, and I will have mercy on no mercy. I will say to no, not my people, you are my people, and he shall say, you are my God.
那么第二处呢，是在何西阿书一章十节，他说：“然而以色列的人数必如海沙，不可量，不可数。从前在什么地方对他们说，你们不是我的子民，将来在那里必对他们说，你们是永生神的儿子。”
The second passage is taken from Hosea chapter 1, verse 10. Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be like the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured or numbered. And in the place where it was said to them, you are not my people, it shall be said to them, children of the living God.
显然保罗他不是约化约本引用何西阿书。
Clearly, Paul is not directly.Quote what the original word from Hosea.
而是对两处先知书上的宣告的一个总结。
It's actually a summary of the two proclaimers.
这里面表是保罗想表明的意思，就是表明神早已通过先知来宣告，他不但拣选以色列人做他的子民，他将来也会接纳外邦人做他的子民。
Actually, he's making through the prophet the declaration that not only he will choose Israel for his people, he will also accept the Gentiles for his people.
那如果我们把何西阿书的这两段经文和今天保罗所写的这个罗马书九章二十五节到二十六节对比，我们可以发现
，We can find from the comparison of the two passages from Hosea And then also the passage of Romans chapter 9, verse 25, 26.
那么在何西阿书里呢，先知是在讲北国那十个支派的犹太人对神的拒绝和最终得到的回归。
In Hosea, it talks about God's rejection as well as the restoration of the ten tribes of Israel in the northern kingdom.
而罗马书保罗是在讲的外邦，像你我们这些外邦人。
Well, of course, in the book of Romans.Is speaking about the Gentiles.
也就是说，当时南国的犹太人其实就把北国的以色列人像外邦人一样的对待。
That means the Jewish in the southern kingdom take the northern kingdom, the people from northern kingdom, the same way as Gentiles.
所以保罗呢，这里就用那本来不是我子民的，只在犹太人之外的外邦人。
So Paul refers.Not my people to the Gentile is outside of the Jewish world.
那么神在这些外邦人当中呼召一批人相信他。
God called people out of these Gentiles to believe in him.
于是他们就在那里被称为神永生神的儿子。
And they are called children of the living God.
那不管犹太人也好，还是外邦人也好。
No matter whether Jewish or Gentile.
我们若被召相信耶稣基督，认他为主。
If we are called to believe in Christ and acknowledge He is our Savior,
我们就得以列在神永生神儿子当中。
And we can be considered children of the living God.
那么神弃绝一切，神弃绝一些以色列人而节选外邦人的举动，其实并不令人意外。
God rejects some Israelites.And also select some Gentile. It shouldn't be surprising.
特别是对犹太人来说，这个根本就不是一件奇怪的事情。
Especially for the Jewish, because this was already proclaimed in some of the prophets.
因为神早就在先知书里面，这个告诉他们，这已经宣告了这些将来要发生。
Because it is proclaimed already in some of the prophet book.
那么接下去呢？保罗又引用两处以赛亚书来证明。
Next, Paul actually quotes two passages from Isaiah to prove this.
那么神已经宣告，并非所有犹太人都将得救。
God has proclaimed not all the Jewish will be saved, but only the remnant will be saved.
他已经明确的说过，只有剩下的以色列余民才能得救。
So he proclaimed that only the remaining, the remnants would be saved.
所以二十七到二十九节，他是这样讲，保罗是这样讲。以赛亚只在以色列人喊着说：“以色列人虽多如海沙，得救的不过是剩下的余数。”因为主要在世上施行他的话，叫他的话都成全，速速的完结。又如以赛亚先前说过，若不是万军之主给我们存留余种，我们早已向索多玛和蛾摩拉了。
That's verse 27 through 29. And Isaiah cried out concerning Israel, though the number of the sons of Israel be like the sand of the sea, only a remnant of them will be saved. For the Lord will carry out his sentence upon the earth.Fully and without delay.
那么保罗在这儿也是引用的以赛亚书的两处，第一处是以赛亚书的十章二十二到二十三节。
So here Paul quotes two passages from Isaiah.
那么这里说，以色列啊，你的百姓虽多如海沙，唯有剩下的归回。原来灭绝的事已定，必有公义实行，如水涨地。因为主万军之耶和华在全地之中必成就所定规的结局。
The first passage is from Isaiah chapter 10, verse 22 through 23. For though your people Israel be as the sand of the sea, only a remnant of them will return. Destruction is decreed, overflowing with righteousness. For the Lord God of hosts will make a full end as decreed.In the midst of all the earth.
那保罗的引用这段经文要说明以色列他们最终必然会得救。
God is using this passage to say, Paul is using this passage to say, Israel will eventually be saved.
但是不是说是每一个以色列的个人都会得救。
But not every individual will be saved.
得救的人就是剩下的那个余数。
So only those, the small amount of people.
也就是说真正属神的以色列人是极少数的余民。
The only true people that belong to God are those remnants.
得救的以色列人在人数上跟整体的以色列人来讲是少数。
The Israelites who are saved compared with the whole people is minor.
其实这正是神怜悯和没有丢弃以色列人的明证。
This is actually a proof that God took mercy of the Israel and did not forsake Israel.
而且他也早已下了结论说，不信耶稣的以色列人将在神最后的审判中灭亡。
And it also says those who are the unbelieved Israelites will perish in the final
judgment.那保罗也用了第二处以赛亚书诗，以赛亚书一章九节，他说：“若不是万军之耶和华给我们重流余种，我们早已像索多玛和摩拉的样子。”The
second passage is from Isaiah chapter 1:9. If the Lord of hosts has not left us a few survivors, we should have been like Sodom and Gomorrah.
那我们读圣经，我们都会对这两对这个创世纪的这两处经文非常的熟悉。
If we read the book of Genesis, we should be familiar with the two cities.
那么，那么就有一种的索多玛和俄摩拉两座城因罪恶满盈，遭到神的审判。
Sodom and Gomorrah, the two cities, because of their full of sin. Has been judged by God.
就被神降下天火，把他们全部扫灭。It
was destroyed by fire.
那么这在创世纪的十八章，大家下去可以去看一下。Recorded
in Genesis chapter 18.
那么神就以此警戒以色列人。God
uses to warn Israelites.
说明若不是神格外的怜悯，为他们存留余种。It
says if not from God's mercy. To keep some survivors.
因为神知道以色列人常常会惹他的气。
Because God knew the Israelites are rebellious and also caused God to anger.
但是他没有按照对索多玛、俄摩拉一样来对待以色列人。
But God was mercy and they did not treat Israelites as he treated the Sodom and Gomorrah.
如果神长这样做，以色列人早就像索多玛和摩拉一样灭绝了。If
God did this, they will be like Sodom and Gomorrah already perished.
所以呢，以色列人应该知道神怜悯的心肠。So
the Israelites should know God's merciful heart.
不要再悖逆犯罪，反倒他们要赶快悔改来归向神，来认识耶稣基督做他们的救主。
And they should stop being rebelling and sinful, but rather quickly repent and turn to God.
其实呢，这也是对我们现今教会的一个警告。Actually,
it's also a warning for today's church.
那么既是对我们大人，也是对我们小孩子讲。It
is for our adults as well for our children.
不是来教会的人都能得救。Not
everyone in the church can be saved.
那么若在教会一个样，而离开教会又是另一个样。If
you behave one way in the church and leaving the church in another way.
那么若没有真正重生改变的生命，尽早悔改。If
there is no real change in life through regeneration and have not repented. Repent as soon as possible.
那么我们要尽早悔改，不然就是索多玛和俄摩拉的结局。
So we need to repent, otherwise, it will be the end, like Sodom and Gomorrah.
弟兄姐妹们，今天的信息呢，它告诉我们
，Brothers and sisters, today's passage tells us,
神的救恩是神的旨意确定的，无人能改变。
Salvation is determined by God's will, and nobody can change.
第二，神的救恩是通过神的全能实现的。Second,
salvation is realized through the power of God.
神是无所不能的神，他必然会成就他计划的救恩。God
is an omnipotent God; He will surely accomplish the salvation plan.
无人能够拦阻神一切的作为。
And no one can stop it.
第三，神的救恩计划早已透过先知向世人宣告了。
Thirdly, God's plan of salvation has long been announced to the world through the prophet.
神的话一出口是不可能收回，必会成就永不改变。
When God's word are spoken, they cannot be taken back. It will be fulfilled forever.
那最后呢，让我们一起来思考下面几个问题。
Finally, let's ponder some questions.
我是否曾经离开向罪，是因为我爱基督，知道基督要我离开这样的罪。
Have I ever left a sin because I love Christ and know that Christ wants me to live?
我是否有一些事情很难做到，却还没做到？
Am I aware of things that I want to do but have not done?
但是呢，我知道这是圣经教导基督徒当尽的本分。
But I understand that this is what the Bible tells it should be responsibility of a Christian.
我是不是做过一个选择？
Have we made a decision?
是因为我知道这样决定是圣经的教导。
Because I know that the decision is from the Bible's teaching.
我不要再顺应世俗的潮流。
And I don't want to conform the pattern of this world.
让弟兄姐妹们仔细我们来思想一下。
Let's think seriously.
如果我们不是追求这样的一种圣洁的生活。
If we don't pursue a holy life,
那么拒绝罪，对基督委身。
If we don't reject sin and commit to Christ,
那么做正确的决定
and making the right decision,
我们怎么能自认为我们自己是一个基督徒呢？
How can we consider ourselves Christians?
如果我们很长时间在这些事情上挣扎，总是做不到。
If we have been struggling for a long time, but we cannot do it,
那么其实我们只不过是一个基督教家庭，或者是一个可敬的地方教会的一个成员吧。
Then we could be only a member of a Christian family or a member of a visible local church.
但是这不能使我们变成神的子民。
This will not make us be a member to God's people.
正如以色列人以为他们是神的选民，但是并不能保证他们都能得救。
It's the same that Israelites think they are God's people, but it cannot guarantee that they will be saved.
所以神要的是我们听了他的话语怎么来行。
So God wants us to listen to his word and also act according to it.
所以这才是神的子民所该当有的生命。
And this is what God's people should be the life of God's people.
当然，如果我们只是在乎如何过好一点的生活。
Of course, if we all care about to live a better life.
如何解决、避免或当下我生命中、我生活中的一些问题
？How to avoid or solve some temporary problems?
那么前面讲的这些可能是就是对你无关紧要的。
Maybe the things we talked before are irrelevant to you.
但是事实却是
，But the fact is,
审判是必然会临到的。
The judgment will.Come for sure.
那么到那时候，生与死、救人与审判、天堂与地狱都将成为现实。
At that time, life and death, judgment and is bound to come. So life and death, salvation, judgment, heaven and hell will come in reality.
再也没有任何的改变的机会。
And there's no opportunity to change.
其实呢，我们现在就要抛开任何的幻想。
So we need to put aside any illusion.
将我们的生命降服在耶稣基督的面前。
And surrender our life to Jesus Christ.
若我们生命中有任何的罪，我们知道我们还没有认罪悔改。
And if we know any sin in our life, we have not repented.
我们不要再等待明天。
Don't wait for tomorrow.
当下就是我们把生命交托给耶稣基督最好的时候。
Now is the best time to surrender our life to Jesus Christ. Let's pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们感谢你的恩典，你的怜悯。
Oh Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy and your grace.
主，感谢你没有按我们的罪孽待我们，没有按我们的过犯你报应我们。
We thank you.For you did not treat us according to our transgressions.
主，我们每次看到的是你的慈爱啊，是你的怜悯和你的忍耐。
Every day we see your love and your patience.
主，我真的求主你帮助我们每位弟兄姐妹。
May you help us to help our brothers and sisters.
让我们能够成为一个既听了道也能够去行道的人。
That we can be the people that listen and also act.
让我们靠着你的恩典，致使我们身体、肉体上各样的罪。
By your grace, so we can make the bad things in our life go away.
也让我们看清我们所处的这个末后的世代。
And we can see the true situation of the end time.
让我们看清这个世界的败坏堕落。
And we know how corruption this world is.
让我们一起彼此扶持鼓励。
Let's help each other and edify each other.
让我们胜过了周围这一切不讨主你喜悦的。
And overcome to those not pleasing to you.
让我们一起追求圣洁的生活。
Let's pursue a holy life.
我们感谢主。
We thank you.
我们只要祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray all this in the victorious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.